governments of the county and governments such as the state, as well as, finally, there is a section on mobility, or what you might refer to as transportation. There's several new or refined tools recommended in the comp plan for the county to use to help help carry out its future land use and conservation policies. Purchase of development rights easements is something that the county is already into, and the plan suggests that the county extend those that initiative. And that involves actually working with the state and others to set aside certain lands for permanent preservation. And one step beyond attaching an easement to properties like that is the actual acquisition or purchase of those properties. Transfer of development rights is a topic that we've mentioned several times at our previous public meetings. And if you're not familiar with it, you should take a close look at what's in what it says in the comprehensive plan about it. Just in outline form, the idea is that density can be transferred between two agreeable landowners from one side of the county, or from one location in the county to another location in the county. And the plan suggests that those density transfers not be allowed to go beyond something in the area of 8 to 10 miles, for the purpose to ensure that we don't have a wholesale rush of density going from west in the county to east in the county. We talk about various forms of agricultural zoning in industrial commercial zoning in the plan, various ways to gain density bonuses through setting aside in a development additional open space and other techniques. We sharpen up the definition for what is legitimate open space. We talk about tax districts. We make recommendations in there about sub-area planning, that is mini comp plans for certain small areas of the county. And last, we talk about the possibility of entertaining the idea of providing density bonuses for infrastructure that's constructed by a developer above and beyond what he or she would ordinarily do. The future land use map I referred to earlier, it's a little difficult to go through all of the categories in this large format here, but again, it's in the plan, and it does designate growth areas and several subcategories of growth areas, and it does designate rural areas and certain subcategories of rural areas. Among the initiatives in the land use section of the plan is the updated map, the discussion of TDR, mentioned earlier about the sharpening up and strengthening the definition of open space, and also giving some direction on what's considered superior design. There is language in the current county ordinance about certain consideration given to developments that display superior design, and we're recommending in the plan that we strengthen that criteria and make it a little less ambiguous. Environmentally sensitive development area, that portion of the county, we're suggesting the idea of subtracting tidal wetlands from overall track size, the track size upon which density is determined. Again, more about agricultural, industrial, and commercial zoning, density bonuses, the overlay zone concept, and whatever legal issues that might arise, and the voluntary agricultural zoning district within which there would be very limited residential permitted in exchange for a promise to keep the land in agriculture, and at the same time that landowner would receive certain protections against nuisance type of lawsuits that might be filed that would potentially interfere with farm operations. The preservation of land is something that the county has been involved in through easements and acquisitions. The county will continue to do that. You've probably all heard about the wellhead protection ordinance that the county has been considering for protecting groundwater. The plan gives a lot of guidance on what's considered green or environmentally friendly stormwater management techniques. Strengthening forested buffer requirements is something that the council has had under consideration for a while. And the idea of additional special regulations that refer to the environmentally sensitive development area, those ideas are also considered in the plan. With regard to the parks and recreation, we talk about recreation facilities and